Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, State Senator Mark Amaday, who's trying to run for U.S. Senate if he can get out of the primary. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Amy Curtis Weber, Bob Kroll, and Greg Crawford. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, water resources come from fresh, clean groundwater, approved by state permits. The water is pumped from wells to million-gallon storage tanks and then distributed to TRI companies. Another amenity is our investment in a state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant. This disposal system converts waste to clean water for industrial applications. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator Mark Amaday, who's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in a very tough primary.
Senator, I go back with you many, many years. I remember when you played basketball at Carson High School. You were on that great 1975 state championship team, which people still talk about. Now, your basketball skills weren't that good.
That's true.
But what you were good at was hustling. You were really, you tried hard and you hustled. And now let's fast forward to your campaign for U.S. Senate. And, you know, Senator, respectfully, what I see lacking is hustle. I see Sue Loudon out. I see Danny Tarkanian out. And hardly a peep from you. So, really, when are you going to get into this ball game of this race?
Well, actually, don't mistake lack of press coverage for lack of activity. First of all, when we entered the race, we said we knew we were an underdog. I was reading a thing the other day with a columnist who said, you know, there's a couple people in this race who are millionaires, and there's somebody in the race who has a name, and there's somebody in the race who has a little bit of a following or whatever. And I got to tell you, I read it, and I'm going, well, Amity, why are you in the race? And it's like, well, but for the fact that I think I have the best qualifications of anybody in the race, that I think I've got a 14-year record of never forgetting the people who elected me, that I think I'm the guy best suited to go head-to-head with the incumbent and prevail if you get that opportunity, and finally, the guy that's able to go back and start working from day one in D.C. to help the state federally. And so those are things that I think nobody else brings to the race. And when you talk about wanting to be part of the fight to give people that choice, we've been out doing grassroots stuff, meeting with people quietly. It's no secret that I'm not a self-funder, don't have the ability to be, trying to raise money, but doing it, respectfully, those sorts of things. And, through no fault of our own, despite not being a millionaire or whatever, it's like the reception's been great everywhere you go and you actually meet people. So our challenge is project that from where Mark Amaday is in a room talking to people to getting some of that out there. We've got the website up now, went up about a month ago. That folks that did it for us did a great job. We had some trial and error in that, but that's up and going now, so we're going to be more prominent on the web. Got a bunch of stuff scheduled in the next two or three weeks, so we're going to go swing the bat as hard as we can, Ray, till March and see where we're at. We think it's important for somebody to have a choice in a race that has all sorts of permutations. Every week seems like a new week. All sorts of permutations, but I think when it comes down to it, the bottom line is it really does matter who runs against Harry Reid. And
we think
we're the strongest tools.
Can I drill down into one thing you said?
Sure.
You said that you're the best candidate to hit the ground running when you get to D.C.
Yep.
Be specific about that, because, well, I mean, you know, it's a pretty big house.
Well, and it is, but here's the issue, is I think a lot of the discontentment in Nevada with Washington right now is these people aren't tuned into us. They don't seem to be hearing what's going on in Nevada. You've got national agendas taking the fore of those efforts, those sorts of things. So when you talk about hitting the ground running, it's somebody with a background in land use. It's like when we talk about building a sustainable economy for Nevada coming out of, I agree with Guy Rocha, I think it's a depression for Nevada. I'm not saying that politically, I'm just saying it descriptively. You talk about land use, how do we evolve this economy into something that's more sustainable? Growth is never going to be what it was before 2006, 2005. So those issues in terms of multiple use, when the federal government's an 85-86% landowner of your state, that should be job one. You are the biggest landlord in the state. How are you going to help your communities grow and sustain economies, attract jobs that pay living wages for the communities, work with the agricultural component, the mining component, the industrial component? That's my background. So I think you can use the federal government processes to concentrate on that as opposed to other things that really don't have that big of an impact.
Okay, you say we're never going to see growth like that again, but the reality is, if you look back in our history, that we go through boom and bust cycles both as a state and as a country, and Nevada has been very good at reinventing itself over the years, depending on the circumstances, legalizing gaming, legalizing prostitution. Prostitution may not be the biggest thing, but they did things, creating Reno as the divorce capital of the world. Then you come into the modern era, the Mirage era, and the tremendous growth cycle you saw there. City Center just unveiled and yep, doing well. So I don't see that. And you know, the other thing is Wall Street is booming again. I mean, we're talking about billions of dollars worth of bonuses. So why not looking at growth again? Isn't it just the next con that's going to come along that's going to give us another bubble?
I don't believe that, Sam, because when you look at what financed a lot of that growth over the last 10 years, the nothing down interest only, the Fannie, the Freddie, the speculation that went with that, and you talk to people quietly, there's nobody reporting it, but the foreclosure stuff that's still to come in the pipeline, because you can't dump it all out there at once, or values are even worse. We're in a little better shape in Western Nevada than Southern Nevada, but still there's a lot of that still to come. People are talking 60 months. That's most of the term of whoever is elected to the United States Senate. And when you talk about economic development, yeah, reinvent ourselves, absolutely. But land use is going to play a huge role in that. And when you have control over 85-86% of the land in the state, you're going to be the major player. And I haven't seen a concentration on that a lot.
Okay, let's take a break. More with State Senator Mark Amadei running for Senate right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Mark Amity. You know, it's interesting. Danny Tarkanian has a brand. Sue Loudon has a brand. Sharon Engel has a brand. What's your brand?
Workhorse, not a show horse. Plays right into where you're at. It's like, listen, I'm out talking to people about the issues. Out, you know, saying, you know, here's what I've done for you over the last 14 years. Not that I ever held a press conference. Been involved in some heavy lifts. When I say I'm going to work on something, I work on it till it's over. They carry me out on my shield. You know, I think those are the sort of, and you gave me a bad time about using the phrase blue collar last time, but it's like, you know, that's the way I feel about it. It's like, listen, when I tied myself to a stake on gross receipts in 2003, you know, we got rid of that in the Senate. That was a Nevada income tax and Nevada IRS. I think that's an important thing. Didn't ever stand up and take credit for it. I mean, there was eight other people that helped me do that. But the brand is this guy is a thoughtful guy who listens to everybody and then goes and works hard to try to get the policy right. Now, that's not sexy or you know, violence or anything else like that. But I think that's what you need right now as a contrast to what we've had going, which is somebody will go back there and focus on Nevada.
Fundraising amounts are going to be coming out later this month. What are we going to see from Mark Amity?
We're going to see around $100,000, and it's like, you know, I was never a prolific fundraiser in the legislature, and the professionals hate that because I'm like, listen, if you think this is something you want to support, you'll support it. It's like, oh no, you've got to change and you've got to go, you know, grab people by the throat and all that other sort of stuff. And so we've tried to balance some of that, and we've left people alone during the holidays. But you know, the other thing is I tell people, they say, well, how much money are you going to raise? And I answered the question this way. I said, listen, Nevada's in the tank. There's not a lot of in-state money floating around. And I think if you look at what everybody's done, including Harry Reid, it's like Nevada's in the tank. So you have to try to develop some traction out of state. But by the same token, when you're planning on running what is mostly a grassroots effort, I mean, against a guy who's going to have ostensibly $20 to $25 million, if you think you're going to go out and raise money, I don't care how rich you say you are, it's like nobody's going to have as much money as the incumbent. So your plan had better be something to connect with people other than on the basis of I'm going to spend the same or outspend. I think outspending is a terrible message to send in view of the economy and what's going on in Nevada right now.
Okay, now in a Republican primary, a big subject all the time is taxes.
Yep.
And we go back to the 2003 session, the CARE-Amity bill, or the Amity CARE bill. You were going to raise over $1 billion in taxes. How do you justify that with your constituency in this primary?
Well, here's how we've done it, Ray, and you've got part of the story, but the rest of the story is this. Don't be a Republican who just says no. So when we saw the governor's proposal that said create a Nevada income tax and an IRS, it's like, okay, here's our proposal. And it had services and it had room tax in it. Now, funny how room tax has been reevaluated 60 short months later by the teachers and the casino industry on the strip, some of it. But the first point was, okay, I'm not just going to be a no Republican. The second part that nobody realizes about that bill is it had a budget cap in it. I'm the only guy in the race that's ever, you know, you talk about taxes all the time, but an equal part of the issue on government fiscal responsibility is your spending policy. Nobody else in this race has ever proposed a budget policy. And in fact, there are people in the race who voted no on taxes and yes on the budget in the same cycle.
Who was
that? That's called deficit spending.
Who was that?
You can go look.
Sharon Engel?
Go look. I'm just saying, when you talk about, well, where's Amity on taxes, it's like, yeah, I proposed that bill. Where, if it had gotten approved, the number that it would have gotten approved at would have been the subject of some give and take. But we weren't going to give him the stick to say, you're just a no-Nick, which is still being used against Republicans in a lot of stuff. Well, here's our idea. Second of all, when we put it in, it was like, here's a budget cap, spending cap that's a meaningful one. Nobody else has ever done that, thought all the way around the issue, which gets back to what's your brand. The guy thinks all the way around the issue, he talks to stakeholders, and he tries to get the policy right. Nobody else in the ranks can say that.
What are your thoughts on Senator Reid's comments that were published in the book over the weekend?
You know what, Sam?
Game change.
You know, it's interesting in the Nevada thing because people are like, oh, you need to resign, you need to not resign. You know, that issue's been brought up about Nevada federal legislative representation not too long ago in other areas. That's not going to happen. So while maybe at the national level people are having fun saying you should resign your post or something else like that, I've lived in Nevada all my life. Harry Reid's not going to quit that post, and he's not going to not run for the Senate. If I'm wrong, you can call me on here and chastise me. But it's like, listen, in some ways, I don't think it's real big news. I mean, Harry's got a string of things where I will just say he's at least insensitive, you know? But as one of the earlier news programs reported today, it's like, listen, he's the guy that Nevadans appear to love to hate. They keep sending him back because there's a perception that he delivers. I disagree with that. When it's 65 cents on the dollar that you get back, you're sending my own money back.
That goes down to the fact that we don't put up enough money as a state to get the matching funds that would get us more money back?
Well, but Sam, you look at a state like Utah when you talk about whether you put up enough money or not, do you need to spend more money as a state? And you get back to the budget where it's like, you tell me where in Nevada we're going to get more money to spend. I don't buy that. It's like, if you're the most powerful man in the Senate, you should be able to do something about that. You can do something about Nebraska's deal. You can do something about Louisiana's deal. Chris Dodd can get a... And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, if you're the most powerful guy in the Senate, then it shouldn't be, oh, we don't like your tax system. Our tax system has been what it is for a lot of years. Paul Laxalt didn't say that when we were getting a lot more money back. It was like, listen, we're trying to do better in the budget process. Not through earmarks and stuff that leaves winners and losers. It's like, listen, if this is righteous, we should have that. Not who can deliver for you on stuff that leaves a nasty taste in everybody else's mouth. It's like, if we're sending this much back, we should get a fair return on our investment, as do other people. So I don't think he's, you know, the resignation stuff, they're having fun with it or whatever. But the part I agree with is this, is Harry Reid's a fighter. All of the poll data that you see, nobody's been subjected to the Reid machine yet. And I would submit to you that
Well, there's been a little hand slapping, but not that much, and that's where we got to leave it.
Okay.
We appreciate you being here. You're always welcome back.
Thank you guys.
So much.
Appreciate
we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
People in the know to people with all the power. I'm asking the tough questions you want to hear. Watch Face to Face with me, John Ralston, weekdays at 4 on News 4.
50 late model vehicles with payments under $200 a month. It's the Under 200 Tent Event at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Rental returns, lease returns, and corporate vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranties and all ready for immediate delivery. Short on cash? Try no payments for a full 90 days and finally get ahead in the new year. 50 vehicles with payments under $200 a month. It's the Under 200 Tent Event. Going on now through Sunday at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
I think that being a student, being a mom, being a military spouse takes hard work. It takes teamwork from your family and from your learning team, but it's possible to achieve your educational goals. It absolutely gave me confidence in my home life, academically, professionally. My name is Amanda, and I am a Phoenix.
Balancing school and life can be challenging, but it can also be incredibly rewarding. Become a Phoenix.
Come into Bodine's Casino in January and play Pick Your Prize and win up to $5,000 instantly. Swipe and win daily, plus cash drawings every Friday and Saturday. Bodine's Casino, your place to play and win.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, great Power Pundit panel. As always, Greg Crawford is here. He is with Sierra Nevada Wealth Management, the mayor of Carson City, Bob Kroll. Pleasure to have you here, Mr. Mayor. And Amy Curtis-Weber, executive director of the Washoe County Democratic Party. Pleasure to have all of you. So we get this memo that went out from the governor to department heads and agency directors. Legislative requests for information are hampering state government's ability to provide timely services to Nevada families, including important safety net programs such as the payment of unemployment services. I am implementing the following policy effective immediately. All legislative requests for information or reporting of any kind must be sent directly to the governor's office. My staff will determine which requests warrant responses from a department of the executive branch. My staff will also determine which requests warrant prompt action and will forward those requests for response. But if it doesn't come from the governor's office, it's not going to be attended to. Mr. Mayor?
I think it's going to be a fascinating debate on how a special session gets cranked up, particularly with with the legislative branch saying, you know what, in a special session, contrary to a traditional legislative session, we have the right to decide who gets bill drafts and who doesn't. That's a fascinating constitutional question that's going to be raised. And here's another one where it's a question of who has the right to drive the policy ship.
A big shot right in the face of the legislators.
Oh, yeah. And it just seems to me that, you know, information ought to be made available to people who are trying to decide these really important questions. It sounds really obstructive to me, you know.
On the governor's side, do you think that there is an overuse of his staff to be able to come up with answers to questions from the legislators?
I wouldn't necessarily call it an overuse. I mean, the state's in a crisis, and we need to speed a lot of decisions along in a manner that right now, structurally, we may not be able to do. So I wouldn't necessarily call this obstructive. I think this is trying to get some answers and trying to get some policies in place to deal with the state budget.
But is it also political?
Sure.
All right. The governor's office, again, I mean, you know, the governor is definitely using this bully pulpit to get the word out. Dan Burns, every day, has got something coming out. Gibbons clarifies education proposals, according to the Review Journal. Class size reduction, full-day kindergarten would remain, just legal requirements would be lifted. Barbara Buckley said, why is he cutting education first? And Assemblywoman Debbie Smith, who was in a closed-door meeting with Gibbons and legislators when they were talking about his reform plan, said he clearly said in our meeting that he wanted to do with class size reduction and full-day kindergarten, even if he only wants to eliminate the requirement for them and make the funding flexible, he is still doing away with large portions of them. What's going on here?
Again, I mean, we're in a crisis. There are a lot of tough decisions that need to be made, and they need to be made quicker than they've been made in the past. That's how I interpret the actions.
You know, at the end of the day, education funding is critical, and we need to make sure, however it's called, I mean, it's critical and it's complex in our state, and we need to make sure that we fully understand exactly what it is we're doing when we make a dollar adjustment. And I think some of what we read in the newspapers is a little bit, and here on the media is a little bit difficult to interpret, because when people say one word, they're really talking about something else. And I think we need to cut through that and find out exactly what's going on.
There was Dan Clayton, certainly as chancellor of the university system, folded very rapidly. Were you surprised at that? Coming up with the budget cuts?
The revenue situation is so dire, you know, that in a certain sense I wasn't. But I tell you what, you know, in this state we were.
Jim Rogers wouldn't have done that.
I don't know. I mean, when we are.
No, really. And I must point out that Jim Rogers owns the stations upon which his program airs, but I don't think Jim Rogers would have.
That's a good disclosure. But I think, you know, the larger perspective here is, in my mind, when this state's already got so many problems with education funding, you're going to move some money around, then at the place where you cut. I think that's a really bad political move.
You hear that?
We're running out of places to cut, and education, just from a personal standpoint, would be one of the last places I would personally look at. Mm-hmm. But the severity of what we're facing, I think, has to put everything on the table.
Nationwide, what we pay per student in the state vis-a-vis some other states is already so, I'd almost say, embarrassing. That, you know, I don't know. If I was shifting money around, I'm not sure that's what I'd hit.
All right, next topic, $1 million campaign to defeat Harry Reid. By the end of this week, we'll have spent in excess of $250,000 in our campaign to defeat Harry Reid, according to the communications director for the Tea Party Express. And you're seeing some pretty ugly commercials coming on TV this week. Mm. And this is only going to get worse, isn't it?
I think it is going to get worse. And you know, to some extent, you know, maybe this is not the right political hypocritical thing to say, but you know what? I think, you know, we crank ourselves up in the world and in the political world to focus on the politics and not on the issues. And everybody wants to talk about a buzzword or a buzz phrase and nitpick and pull apart sentences. I think the United States and the world would be a lot better if we spent a lot more time analyzing issues and civilly discussing issues rather than trying to pick apart what someone else said or what they did. I mean, you know, and I understand politics is always going to be there. I mean, but
I was going to ask, when was it different?
We need to swing the debate dialogue back towards issue oriented as opposed to talk about the horse race all the time.
Well, and that's what we try to do here.
Right, you do.
A lot of other venues that do that. But really, if you go back in history politically, was it really that much different? We just have more communication now.
I don't know. My perception is the country feels just so divided, so, you know, sort of diametrically opposed. And one of the things, you know, as...
Well, and it's divided not just left and right, but within left and within right it's divided.
Sure.
Yeah, it is. And what I, you know, feel a sort of desire for personally lately is just more civil discourse, period. I mean, you know, the ability for Democrats and Republicans and people, you know, of different perspectives to
You know what you need?
What?
A dog.
I've got three.
So that's what, isn't it Harry Truman who said that? I mean, it's just not coming back, and that's where we have to leave it, folks. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Your show does, though, get to the show.
2, 3, 4, and up.
Get your sleep into shape. Preview the new Tempur-Pedic Cloud Supreme now at Mattress Land by Sleep Fit. Save from 40 to 60% on top brands, like a Sealy Posturepedic Plush Queen Set, just $399. And the lowest price ever on a Contour 10 Memory Foam Queen, only $596. Mattress Land by Sleep Fit's new Reno store is now at South Meadows Parkway, just off Highway 395.
With Charter Business, when opportunity knocks, you're ready. With tools that help you succeed. Super fast, reliable, high-speed internet. Dedicated business phone with nationwide calling. Act now to save with our best offer ever for new customers.
It's $5 roundup time at Arby's. Get two delicious Arby's French dip toasted subs, three beef and cheddars, or four famous regular roast beef sandwiches, all for just $5. It's Arby's $5 value roundup. Three great deals and all for just $5. You decide. Choose any two Arby's delicious French dip toasted subs, or get three beef and cheddars, or four regular roast beef sandwiches, all for just $5. Now at Arby's.
In Nevada, 6 out of 10 people who apply for Social Security disability benefits are denied. If you cannot work because of a permanent disability or illness and have been denied, call us. Because we're here in Nevada, we'll meet with you personally and find a doctor for your claim. At Shook and Stone, we'll guide you through the Social Security process and get you the money you deserve. Shook and Stone, make the law work for you. Call us.
At Carino's Pasta Harvest, enjoy all-you-can-eat pasta, salad, and fresh baked bread for just $7.99. Combine your favorite pasta with our homemade sauces. There's 20 combinations in all. All-you-can-eat pasta, salad, and bread for $7.99. Only at Carino's.
On our next broadcast, we'll deal with public employees.